specific hardship that you get, Allah doubles it and gives you two different variations of eases. Hi, everyone, and
hi,
welcome
guys.
Back to another episode of Minds in Neutral. I hope you guys are all doing well. We're doing great.
Yeah.
We're going to kick off this episode. We'll do a very, very quick little thing.
We're going to do a mini-sode.
Because we're quite busy today. Let's get into it. What's your weekly obsession?
Weekly obsession, I would say, I mean, as you can see, Las Tabaruz.
Straight into it.
Yeah.
Less makeup. More natural.
I just put lip balm on, curled my lashes, brushed my eyebrows.
And you look great. You look beautiful. No, you genuinely look beautiful. I think for me, it's long cardigans. I've just been really obsessed with like long, full length cardigans that go to my knees.
They've been looking really cute on you, by the way.
Yeah, I've been like into super loose and like wide-ish clothing.
But you know what? Like about the whole Las Tabaruz thing, I realized that because at first I never used to wear makeup. You know, I would always bare face no matter where it was. And then when you start wearing makeup, you genuinely cannot live without it anymore.
Yeah.
Like you would be like, oh my God, I look so tired today. Like I need to freshen up. I need to look freshed up.
You can't recognize yourself sometimes. Yeah.
And when I used to wear makeup, like usually when I used to wear makeup, it would just be mascara, eyeliner, lip balm, and blush.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
But now I'm like, no, I need concealer. I need to curl my lashes before I put the mascara on.
Yeah.
I need to put like the face tint thing. Yeah. Like,
and you want to know what's one thing that's crazy is that when you, like, you can't put concealer without putting blush.
Yeah.
You can't put blush without a bit of bronzer.
Yeah.
You can't put this without that. Like, I feel like you end up with a full face of makeup. Yeah. Like, I don't know, like, how some girls do it where it's, like, they put a little bit of everything and it's super minimal.
Yeah.
For me, I just feel like, cause like, once you start, you end up just doing everything.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I don't know. I think makeup, I mean, you're doing great. You look amazing. So, mashallah. Like, I'm very proud of you. And
thank you.
Inshallah, everyone's on that journey.
Inshallah.
I wanted to ask you a very quick question before we get into, like, this week's story and episode and everything. But, Shahad.
Yes.
And this is a question for the audience as well.
Yes.
Have you ever felt like you faced so many challenges that you just told us you were so overwhelmed, you were just, this was it for you?
100%. I feel like sometimes, and this is like me being like very honest right now, like I don't know how I feel about being honest. When I face a lot of challenges and they all come at once, and it comes to this realization of like, oh my God, I feel like no aspect in my life is working. I get so overwhelmed by that fact that I genuinely, astaghfirullah for thinking that way, but I'm like, why is Allah not supporting me? Like, I'm like, I genuinely, why is He not supporting me? And like, yeah, of course, I know, this is a test at the end of the day.
Yeah.
And it's just a test of my patience. It's a test of my faith. It's a test of like, you know, how much I genuinely believe in Him.
Yeah.
So sometimes I do feel guilty for like thinking that way.
Yeah.
But it's just like sometimes everything just decides all of a sudden to go wrong.
Yeah.
And
at
I,
the same time.
Exactly. And I don't know what to do.
Yeah.
And it hurts the most, especially when you feel like, wow, my life is on track.
Yeah.
When you finally are like, okay, I'm feeling the flow now. I'm there is a groove in my life. I know what I'm doing with my life. I like where it's going. And then all of a sudden, it just comes crashing down.
And you hit rock bottom.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I think everyone has faced that. But you know, the thing is, I just always get reassured with the concept of like, Allah will not give you something that you cannot bear and that you cannot handle, because everyone's getting tested in different ways. Like some people could get tested in their job. Some people could get tested at home in their like health. So many people get tested in so many ways. So it's like your test is specific to you to see if you can bear it. But
which is
go on.
Which is another thing that I always try to tell myself, and I'm like, Allah is testing me, but He's not pushing me over my limits. Like He's just like unlocking my new strength or limits that I didn't know I have, but I do have it. Do you know what I mean?
That's so true.
But like sometimes it's really tough, you know?
I know.
The unlocking, because you never know. You don't know yourself. Like,
Exactly.
I feel like Allah's testing you for you to just get to know yourself a little bit better.
Yeah.
Because He knows you more than like
you know yourself.
You know yourself, you know? So it's sometimes so hard because you believe in yourself and you're like, no, I know I can't do it. Like who I am right now, I don't think I can handle it. Mm-hmm. But then you actually push over it and like you go through it and you're like, wait, actually, I did handle it.
I did have the capability to do that. Yeah. And I always just remind myself, I'm like, I've gone through things before. I can definitely go through this now. And I feel like this week's story, it really touches on that. So I'm just going to go ahead and start reading it. Let me pull it up for you. Okay. So he starts off by saying, hi, everyone. I've been meaning to share this for a while, but it's not easy to put into words. I guess I'm writing this for anyone who feels like they're drowning in their struggles. A little over a year ago, my life completely unraveled. I lost my job, not just any job, but the one I thought I built my future on. It wasn't just my income. It was my identity. Around the same time, my best friend and I had a falling out, and someone I deeply cared for walked out of my life. It felt like everything I loved and worked for was slipping through my fingers. I remember this one night so vividly. I was sitting in my room, surrounded by bills I couldn't pay, trying to figure out what went so wrong. I kept asking myself, why me? What did I do to deserve this? I was so tired of pretending I was okay when deep down I felt like I was breaking into pieces. Mm-hmm. At my lowest point, my mom told me something that I'll never forget. She said, hardship isn't a punishment. It's a path to something better even you can't see right now, which is kind of what you were talking about.
Yeah.
She reminded me of the verse from the Quran, indeed, with hardship comes ease. And even though I wasn't ready to believe it then, those words stayed with me. I started small. I'd wake up each day, even when it felt impossible, and just try to do one thing to move forward. I sent out resumes to jobs I wasn't even sure I wanted. I took long walks to clear my head and cried more times than I care to admit. And every night I prayed not for my problems to magically disappear, but for my strength to endure them. Which I think is a really good prayer. Little by little, things began to shift. I got a freelance opportunity that helped me stay afloat, and through that, I met someone who completely changed my perspective on what I could do with my life. That connection eventually led me to a new career path, one I never would have discovered if I hadn't hit rock bottom. But more than the job or the stability, I found myself. That pain forced me to confront parts of me I'd been ignoring, my lack of gratitude, my need for control, and my tendency to tie my worth to things that were never guaranteed. Now looking back, I can honestly say I'm grateful for that hardship. It stripped me from everything I thought I needed and gave me what I truly did. Clarity, humility, and a deeper connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That just put everything into perspective.
Yeah, that just like, that's the whole podcast.
Basically, that literally just put everything into perspective.
Yeah, but see, like that's exactly how I feel sometimes. Like the way he was saying where like the friend thing, the job thing, the finance thing, all of that stuff just came one like after the other.
Yeah.
And it genuinely, when you hit rock bottom, you don't see anything. Like you just see darkness.
Yeah, that's so true.
Like if you're alone through hardship, I think it's one of the worst things that you can do to yourself.
Yeah.
Even though I feel like sometimes it's an autopilot thing in humans.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, khalas, they just want to seclude everything. Or at least for me, that's how I go through like hardship. Like whenever I face hardship, I always try to disconnect myself from everyone around me.
Yeah.
And it just happens autopilot. But I think that's genuinely one of the worst things that you can do, because I feel like without his mother's advice, he wouldn't have gotten up.
Yeah, that's so true.
He genuinely wouldn't have gotten up.
I think a lot of the time when you're going through something, I'm not facing this towards you, but to people in general, they always internalize it.
Yeah.
They always take it on themselves and they always think that they can go through it alone.
Yeah.
And it's like sometimes, like Allah puts people in your life to help guide you as well. Like he sends messages to you through people sometimes, or through things that happen in your life. So if you're just keeping yourself locked away and internalizing the whole entire problem all the time, you're obviously not going to have an easier path. Do you get what I mean? To find the better side. But specifically, I wanted to focus on the ayah, inna ma'al usri yusra, because I found a like a scholar who was talking about it, and I really liked the way he broke it down, like because he actually did like a grammatical breakdown, and I literally wrote it down. So we're gonna go through what I wrote down in my notes. So the ayah itself was repeated in the surah twice.
Yeah.
Okay. And never does Allah repeat himself in the Quran except either for a purpose or to add emphasis on something.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, there was no need for it to be said twice. Allah refers to hardship. He uses al.
Inna ma'a al-usri.
Yusra.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he uses alif lam. Alif lam specifically focuses on the hardship. It translates to the hardship, which indicates to a specific hardship. He's talking about one thing. And when it's about ease, there is no alif lam.
Yeah.
He's not saying the ease.
He's just saying ease. Yeah.
So scholars said that because it's a noun and it's being referred to twice, it's the exact same thing about the hardship. But when that alif lam, which refers to the, is removed and it's also a noun, it's referring to two different things. So with a specific hardship that you get, Allah doubles it and gives you two different variations of eases. Yeah. So let's say you lost a job.
Yeah.
Like, for example, this person lost a job.
Yeah.
He not only rediscovered, found a new job, but he also met a person who allowed him to rediscover himself and rediscover a path. And, like, he was able to reconnect with himself and with Allah. So it's not like he only faced hardship and that hardship was resolved. It was resolved twice with two different blessings, with two different eases.
Wow.
I know, right? Guys, when I watched that video, my mind blew. I was like, no, I have to talk about this.
I want to think about a hardship that I had and I want to see if, like...
If you got twice the ease. But yeah, like with anything, like I can't think off the top of my head, to be honest. But like, I'm just thinking, like, if you're going through a health issue, like that health issue will get resolved and then maybe you might get like a crazy promotion.
Mm.
Something like that, that can help resolve the bills that you had to pay off when you were struggling through your health issue. Like, it's so crazy to me.
That's
like when
insane.
You really, really break things down, like there's so much meaning. You really, like, subhanAllah, with the Quran, you actually really have to sit there and read between the lines. Because it's not there to, like, surface level. It's not a surface level.
You need to know, not hatta, like, you need to know the grammar.
Yeah, yeah.
Like the
That's
way
it's so
written.
Important to learn Arabic. Yeah, like, especially if you're learning the deen and stuff, it's really, really important to, like, actually know Arabic. But yeah, I think with hardships and stuff, I think this person's mother actually made a really good statement where it's like, hardship is not a punishment.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people assume
that it's a punishment.
That it's a punishment. But a lot of the time, it's a test. Like you said, it's genuinely a test to see your sabr and to see how many times you're going to go back to Allah. Because sometimes Allah wants to, like, genuinely just see
sometimes,
what you would do in that situation.
And sometimes I feel like I've heard this somewhere where, like, when Allah gives you a lot of blessings in your life, He wants to see how you would react towards Him. Because when you have all of these blessings in your life, there's two ways that you can go around it. You can be very thankful towards Him.
Yeah.
And, you know, you'd be like, all of these blessings are from Him. Or you can forget about that fact that it's from Allah and just, you know, be like, oh, this is my hard work.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
In these two situations, Allah wants to take that blessing away to see how you would react.
Mm-hmm.
In the first situation, if you're already thankful that for His blessings and you know His, like, you know, He's the one that provided you with all of these blessings, He wants to build your connection, build the connection with you more stronger.
Yeah.
So that He's not only here for your happiness, mm-hmm. but He's also here for your sadness.
Yeah.
So, and I feel like, again, with sadness, I feel like you build a stronger connection with a person. Like, if I'm talking to Rina and we're all, if it's all like surface level, very happy, oh my God, Rina, you're my bestie, I love you.
Yeah.
Okay, it will stay at some level. Yeah. But then when I go to her and I open up to her and I talk to her and I cry to her, it builds a deeper connection between the both of us. And I feel like that's the same with your connection with Allah.
Yeah.
And if you're someone, for example, that we said about they forget that this is Allah's blessing, when that blessing is taken away from you, it also reminds you, and no, Allah gave you this. And Allah can take it away from you. So build that connection with Allah. Don't stray away from
back.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think, like, with every blessing, Allah will sometimes, like, let's say you didn't realize that it came from Allah, He will test you with that blessing.
Yeah.
Like, if, for example, you suddenly got promoted and you made a lot of money and you're not spending that money properly or you're not, you know, like, being responsible with where you're putting your money into.
Yeah.
He might test you with that money, take it away to see what you will do. Are you going to spiral? Are you going to question? Are you going to do all the things? And I think it's okay to kind of question a little bit and, you know, think that way, but it's not good to keep your thoughts in that questioning phase.
Yeah.
Like, you need to realize that this is just a test. This is also temporary, just as everything in this life is. So many things are temporary. People are temporary. Life is temporary.
Mm.
And I think what's so beautiful about hardship is that it purifies your soul. Because as you're building that connection again, you're also, like, purifying your soul that, no, you're doing a lot of istighfar. Because I feel like when you're actually going through a really difficult time, sometimes you don't know what to say besides astaghfirullah wa atubu ilayk.
Yeah.
You have nothing else to say. So you just keep on doing the istighfar, which purifies your soul. And I feel like that also cleans you, builds a better connection. And like, I mean, with the prophets and everything, there's so many stories about them going through hardship. And I think we should learn from that. Like Sayyidina Muhammad, when he was going from Mecca to Medina, there was so many hardship during that phases. He faced so many trials and tribulations. And as well with Sayyidina Yusuf, with his storyline, so many things were happening in his life. I think hardship happens to everyone. I mean, if the prophets were tested on it, we're no better. Obviously, we're going to be tested on it. It's just a matter of living life's course.
Yeah, always believing that there is better for you.
Yeah.
Like, Allah will never do you wrong.
Yeah.
And as Ghina said before, like, sometimes it's okay to question and think, but also question and think, but make it temporary, because sometimes when you deepen that questioning, the shaitan will have an opening to yuswas, you know?
Yeah.
To be like, oh yeah, Allah doesn't care about you. Allah doesn't love you. Look what he's doing to you. Look how he's making you live your life. Look at this, look at that. So yeah, question, be like, okay, you know, why is this happening to me? But also turn it around and not be like, oh, Allah's punishing me, but like, maybe Allah's challenging me to find something better. Maybe Allah knows that there's something better out there for me and I just don't see it yet.
It's a matter of perspective as
It generally is.
You really need to look at it in a different perspective to actually get yourself out of that mindset of a negative and draining mindset.
And I know it's hard, like, it's very hard to change someone's perspective, especially when they're actually going through some, like, you know,
really
some hard stuff.
Things. Yeah.
It's so hard. So, like, the best advice I would give, to be honest, is just, yani, as Ghina said, keep Allah's name on your mouth and pray.
Yeah.
I feel like that would be the best two things, because maybe with that praying or with you keeping Allah's name constantly, like you're saying it, maybe that will change your perspective.
Yeah.
Like, Allah will make that perspective change by itself.
Yeah.
Because sometimes it's like, oh, just be happy, or like, don't be sad, be happy. Sometimes it's
that's not gonna work.
Yeah, exactly.
That's not gonna work.
Same as like, oh, change your perspective from good to bad or bad to good. Like, all that stuff, it's not gonna work. So try to channel your negativity and channel it to something positive or something that would actually help you out.
Yeah.
Like, even if you're feeling a buildup of anger or buildup of sadness, like, read a surah, read
put that energy into something that will actually help you out. And I think a really one last thing that I'll like to cover is reflect. Genuinely reflect on how every single time you struggled with something in the past, there was an end point.
Yeah.
Because just like how there's day, there's night. Like, there, it's a cycle.
Yeah.
You will go through something and then that thing will finish. And then you might go through another thing and that thing will finish.
Yeah.
Like, this life, this whole life from end to beginning is a test.
Yeah.
So there will be points where you will be struggling, but just reflect and remember every single time that Allah reopened those doors for you.
And like Ghina said, it's a cycle. And I feel like that's a good point, because sometimes people who are in a hardship, they'll be like, why am I constantly being in hardships? Why when finally my life is getting together, it all falls back down. This is not the first time. This happens to me all the time. It's a cycle.
It is a cycle.
It's gonna happen. You're gonna hit rock bottom and you're gonna go back up and then you're gonna hit it again.
And maybe like Allah made you hit rock bottom because he noticed that you didn't see the value of going back up.
Maybe.
Do you get what
or
I
maybe
mean?
You didn't learn what he was trying to teach you the first
time.
Yeah,
maybe it was just a lesson and you just got to learn again, babe. Like, it's okay. There's lessons in life and it's just a matter of it. I really think we need to do better in looking at hardship as actually a blessing in disguise.
Yeah.
And not something that it's like Allah's trying to attack our life, because that's never, ever the case.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's all a work in progress and it's all a matter of perspective. And I, like Shahad said, prayer, patience, dua, I think those are like top three, and that's pretty much it.
And I feel like read Sayyid is Surah Yusuf.
Yeah.
I heard that it's a good surah to read when you're sad.
Mm-hmm.
And isn't there like a food recipe for...
It's with flour.
Yeah.
Water, dates,
honey.
I don't know. Maybe we can put it in the bio or
we'll
something.
We'll put it in the bio, because the Rasul Sayyidina Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to eat it when he was sad.
Yeah.
So Maybe try it out. Yeah.
I definitely want to do a part two on this.
Yeah.
This is a really interesting topic. And if I find more scholars talking about like different Quranic verses, it would be amazing. Anyway, we're just going to leave it off here.
Yes.
Sorry for keeping it short, but we got to go.
Give us your thoughts about this episode.
Yes.
And give us your stories if you have any.
Please
about,
do.
You know, one hardship that you faced and two eases came out of it.
Yes, we would love to learn. And then we would share it next week's episode, inshallah.
Inshallah. Yes. Anyways, guys, I hope you all are happy, healthy, and safe.
Inshallah, we'll see you next week. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.